It's the 420 Drug War News. This is part four of my discussion with Lynn Paltrow, the director of the National Advocates for Pregnant Women.
Let's talk briefly about the crack baby scare, how that developed, and what the hell happened.
Well, a researcher, Ira Chasnoff, who studied 23 babies, or so, under 23 to 25, I can't remember, proposed that there was such a thing as a crack baby. And what you have to think about is, imagine a mom who loves broccoli, and she ate tons of it through her pregnancy. We wouldn't say the baby born to her was a broccoli baby. We don't even call people like me, whose mother smoked during pregnancy, nicotine babies. They were exposed to a variety of things and were just babies. But that when the drug cocaine was modified to be smokable through crack, and it was seen as a drug used by African Americans and used by African American women, suddenly people were willing to think in extremely non-scientific and purely prejudicial ways. And so when people said, you smoke this, pregnant women take this drug, and by which they meant black women take this drug, their babies are damaged, and it's going to cost you, society, money to deal with it. Part of that propaganda is the same old, which is, if we keep the focus on individuals, bad people, and particularly bad African American mothers, we're never going to get to the point of funding universal health care. We're never going to have the government support anybody, because we don't want those women to ever have those benefits. They just deserve to be punished. And if they would just stop having babies, we wouldn't need to have a system in which we all contribute so we can all have the benefit of that care. That mythology, the mythology of so-called of babies born prenatally exposed to cocaine, didn't result in sort of thoughtful investigation. Even when people began to identify fetal alcohol syndrome, which is something that can occur if you drink enough alcohol during pregnancy and you're probably also malnourished and maybe there's a genetic predisposition, there have been people, with pregnant women, arrested for drinking, but it's very rare. And the response wasn't primarily a punitive response. It was, let's open a research center. Let's find out how we can educate. Let's find out how we can help women drink less. But when it was African American women and the drug was the smokable form of cocaine, the primary response was punishment. People did not talk to the women and say, well, why are you taking this drug? And how is it helping you? And could we find something else that helps you? And is it really creating a greater risk of harm than cigarettes? And it turns out none of the criminalized drugs, including opioids, create greater risks of harm than cigarettes.
Again, that was Lynn Paltrow of National Advocates for Pregnant Women. Dean Becker, DrugTruth.net.